that at all? Or?
Precautionary. He felt some tightness in his right groin area when he was scoring from second base. So, you know, he mentioned something about it, and we immediately got him out of the game just to be sure, you know, there was nothing. You know, we didn't, at this time of year, we're certainly not going to press him any further. He's day-to-day, so we'll reevaluate him when he comes in the morning.
On Ricky, same amount of balls as strikes, but didn't give up any hits and nearly faced the middle.
Yeah, I thought he fought himself a little bit with his fastball command, mostly. He used his cutter and his changeup and his curveball to get back into counts and finish some guys off, but I think it just shows his ability, even in fastball counts, to make pitches to move the ball off the bat head. He's got such good life through the zone, but I think overall, just looking at the number of fastballs that he did throw that he missed up to the arm side, I think he might have a tendency to overthrow a little bit, but he feels great physically, and it was just a little erratic command.
Is it nice to see, even in a spring training game, that when he doesn't have his best stuff and he knows it out there, he's still able to make enough pitches to get out of it?
Well, sure. He's got such a good ability to put the ball on the ground. Induce a ground ball double play in the first to get out of it when the innings started to kind of build up on him a little bit in terms of number of pitches thrown. But he's got such good life to all his stuff through the strike zone. You know, he's going to have days where, you know, if he's not pinpoint control, it was particularly his two-seamer that he was trying to throw away to right-handers that would run off the plate. But he has such good ability with his other pitches to get back in count and put hitters away and really just throttle the hitters back and forth with that changeup.
With Travis, it's the second time in a week or so that we've seen something going on between first and second with a ball that he's hit high and not sure where the runner is going. This time he got caught. Last time he managed to get out of it. Is there anything else you can do in that situation?
Run with your head up. You know, that's one of those in-betweeners where everyone's got to get to their spot, read the ball, whether it's caught, go back and tag, or in that case where it did drop in, you know, and we didn't have the, you know, JP's not the fleetest of foot. So he ran up his back, and, you know, he did get caught out on the backside of the play. But, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we're here, to get these game conditions, game situations in and make appropriate reads.
The results seem to be showing it, but have you seen him being able to keep those mechanics at the plate?
Without a doubt. And I think in his final at bat, you know, against, I believe it was Nunez on the mound, who's got above average velocity, you saw him foul a ball off where he was behind, and the very next pitch he's able to make an adjustment on the same type of pitch and hit the ball to the ballpark. So a year ago that might not have readily happened, but very encouraging to see.
Is he a guy who's always going to strike out a lot because of, I don't know, there are just some guys who are, they'll take their walks, they'll hit their home runs, but they're still going to strike out 100 times?
Well, you know, time will tell that. I think the most important thing is he's in a position now to be able to make some adjustments, as we described, and really have a true understanding and a solid base to hit from. So those numbers will play themselves out over time. But it's clear when he gets his pitch, as he's shown consistently throughout camp here, as he's gotten a pitch on the plate, he has squared it up and he's done some damage. I thought the first and third situation that he pitched out of showed a lot of poise for a young guy. You know, we get a ball that kind of stays in play, gets him the first out, and then he gets a key strikeout against a solid major league hitter. And I think more importantly, just his overall composure on the mound is what really stood out there.